Mall shooting, California rains. I'm Michael Toscano. Early Black Friday shopping at a Hoover, Alabama mall turned deadly last night, leaving two people injured and a gunman dead.
I heard one and then bang, bang. And then right after that, people started screaming and going crazy to just get away from it. And then cops ran by us with their guns drawn.
Police say the shooting at River Chase Galleria in Hoover started with a physical altercation between an 18-year-old and a 21-year-old with a gun. When Congress comes back to work next week, it'll have to move fast to avert a government shutdown that President Trump threatened again just yesterday if he doesn't get reluctant Republicans and Democrats to pay for his border wall. More from Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Trump wants billions more for the border wall than Congress so far has been willing to give. And with the House about to become Democrat-controlled, there will be even less appetite to accommodate the president's request of at least $5 billion. Senate Democrats earlier endorsed $1.6 billion for the wall, but Democratic leaders have made it clear they will go no further.
There is another fatality listed in Northern California's Camp Wildfire, bringing the official death toll there to 84. Fire crews now have the blaze 95% contained, thanks in part to the rain, but Andy Rose reports that rain may soon prove less helpful.
The National Weather Service says so far the rains are hitting a sweet spot, helping douse flames without causing mudslides. Still, it is hampering search and recovery efforts.
I was just more concerned about the difficulty caused by the mud and things that we have to ultimately deal with.
Almost 1 million people are under a flash flood watch through Friday.
Travel alert, a storm now in the Rockies could send snow into Chicago Sunday with the potential to snarl airline operations rippling out across the country as holiday travelers head home. Wall Street opens for a short trading day this morning with stock futures showing continuing losses across the boards right now. I'm Michael Toscano.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
You may have heard, it is Black Friday, a big day of shopping. Business reporter Tom Busby tells us what to expect today.
Well, the National Retail Federation predicts that just today, 116 million Americans will hit stores drawn in by doorbusters and other bargains. Some do it for the tradition, others just for the fun of it, too. And it's not just in stores. Adobe expects online sales to reach nearly $6 billion just today. For the whole holiday season, Americans expected to spend around $720 billion. That's because the U.S. economy is strong, the unemployment rate near a record low. Even gas prices are helping. They're lower than they were a year ago. But retail experts are warning this is the first Christmas without Toys R Us. So department stores, discounters, and grocery stores could sell out of the season's hottest toys earlier than usual this year.
And that's already happening, especially with some hot-ticket electronics like the Nintendo Switch. I'm Michael Toscano.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645.
Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans.
This is Tommy English.
Yes, sir.
You registered in the Ultimate Tailgate prize package at Bay Leaves TV?
Yes, sir.
You won the whole thing. You are the winner of the Ultimate Tailgate prize package.
Oh, man, that's great. Thank you.
You have won $6,000 worth of goodies from the Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, of course, Bay Leaves TV, Fairhope Brewing Company, and the Carrot Patch. We're coming to your house to watch the game.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Did you think you were going to win?
Didn't know. I hope I could.
Congratulations, and yeah, we're going to get directions. We're all coming to watch football with you.
All right.
We appreciate you listening to FM Talk 106.5. We appreciate you going by our participating sponsors, and so very happy to say, Tommy English, you are the grand prize winner in the Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway.
Tailgate in style. The Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5. News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, a chilly start to your Black Friday and then rain on the way. Details with Dr. Bill. We'll have a full discussion coming up at 6:35. He'll give us a quick update next. Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know, what did you say there about the, well, I went mind blank on myself.
Yeah, probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were you talking about before that?
You see, your stupid minds, stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Black Friday. Glad to have you here. Nothing posted officially for traffic this morning, but I know that when you were on your way in, Kelly, you said that the vehicular hijinks going on around, is that fair? Vehicular hijinks going on around the balls?
Nicely delivered. It was like a hot track. It was the Indy 500 meets the Grand Prix.
And without any deference to traffic lights or
none.
Driving laws or okay,
none at all. I mean, I guess the checkered flag would be the store you're trying to make your way to.
And so yes, there are some pockets of traffic this morning. They are pretty much all around places that are selling stuff for less than they usually sell it for. We'll round that up this morning and get you a list of some of those Black Friday openings, ones that opened like right now or this morning early.
Yeah.
And we'll run through that throughout the day. Plus, of course, the latest in our forecast. You're looking forward to a weekend ahead here. Rain part of our mix. Dr. Bill will break down when we're going to get it coming up shortly. And we'll catch all headlines right now with Kelly Finley.
All right. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like back to school shopping. What I saw this morning. You know, when somebody's trying to get that last thermos. a trapper keeper.
Trapper. They're fighting over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or remember when Tickle Me Elmo came out? And the adults, and I use the air quotes, the adults who were pushing and shoving to get inside of, you name the store. And the child probably didn't even like Elmo 2 weeks later. I'm just saying.
Okay. I got a Tickle Me Elmo story here.
No, you don't. When we
later on this hour, we'll roll this one out.
Yes. I look forward to it. Okay, everyone listening, good morning to you. Happy day after Thanksgiving. It is Friday. It is November the 23rd, 6:10 right now. Let's get you to your headlines. As a house fire turns into a homicide investigation in Citronelle, authorities discovered what they believe to be is the body of 35-year-old Candy Jansen Newbern inside of a home which burned down earlier this week. Mobile County Sheriff's Office, they opened the homicide investigation on Wednesday as they now know that she was shot before the house was set on fire. The body will have to be identified, they say, though, by dental records before it can be confirmed that, yes, that is, in fact, Ms. Newbern or not. An autopsy has been performed, and the cause of death is now listed as death by gunshot. That's according to Captain Paul Birch of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, who goes on to say, quote, "We are aggressively working the case." So at this hour, the investigation does continue into what started that fire. Right now, especially as you're out and about, just keep this in mind. There is a child that is missing, a child under the age of 18 missing, and the hunt is on for a man wanted for sexual assault of this teenager. And this man, I use the term loosely, could be in our area. And that's why I'm telling you about this. So Tuscaloosa police, they want your help to find 34-year-old Donnie Lee Hill of Tuscaloosa earlier this month. There was a follow-up by the missing persons department for this missing child who had been reported missing 2 days earlier. During the investigation, detectives discovered a sexual assault had taken place and Hill was identified as the suspect. So right now there are warrants out for him for first-degree kidnapping, first-degree rape, and first-degree sodomy. He's known to frequent motels in the Alberta City area and several places along Highway 216. Again, he is aware of these warrants, and he may be here in Mobile. Authorities say, quote, "Hill may be armed and considered dangerous. He has made several threats of shooting people. If you know of Hill's whereabouts, please call Crime Stoppers 205-752-7867 or 911. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. And speaking of what's going on in the news blotter, police blotter, we'll look up to Birmingham here in just a little bit with what went down at a mall there in the Hoover area. More details coming out. We'll get a little bit of that press conference in just a couple minutes. Check in with News 5 next.
Announcing Robertsdale Power Equipment's fourth annual Black Friday sale featuring Husqvarna. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment for their Black Friday sale November 23rd from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to see Husqvarna's full line of lawn and garden equipment. Like Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower. The auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. The auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, making it the ultimate Christmas gift for any busy homeowner. Plus, take 20% off fleet deals on select Husqvarna commercial equipment. All handheld equipment will be 10% off, and Robertsdale Power Equipment will have select clearance items throughout the store. Check off everything on your list for the landscaper in your life and get the lowest prices of the year on Husqvarna products during Robertsdale Power Equipment's Black Friday sale. Husqvarna, ready when you are at Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Or visit them online at robertsdalepower.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state elections results will be certified next week. The Secretary of State's office said the canvassing board will meet at 2 o'clock Tuesday in Montgomery. The governor, attorney general, and Secretary of State will canvass and certify election results during the meeting. None of the statewide races had narrow margins as Republicans swept all statewide offices. There were about 2,600 write-in votes in the race for governor. One person is dead. Two others were injured in a shooting at an Alabama mall on Thanksgiving. Authorities in Hoover say two people got into a fight at River Chase Gallery Mall. Things escalated and there was an exchange of gunfire. An 18-year-old was taken to a hospital in serious condition. A 12-year-old also injured. The man who shot the teen attempted to flee but was fatally shot by police. There were some Thanksgiving traffic woes. Emergency crews were on the scene of a major accident on I-10 yesterday evening. The accident shut down the eastbound lanes at Rangeline Road near Tillman's Corner for almost 2 hours. According to our crew, it looked like three vehicles were involved. No word on how many people were involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Happy holidays from Drs. Lynn Young, Randall Hall, and Harvey McCullough of Bay Medical Family Practice in Fairhope with a reminder to drive safely this holiday season. Give yourself plenty of time. Always practice defensive driving, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text or drink while driving. Warm wishes for a happy holiday from Drs. Lynn Young, Randall Hall, and Harvey McCullough of Bay Medical Family Practice in Fairhope, making the Gulf Coast safer this holiday.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation sponsored Connect to Your Coast outreach events are free, fun, and easy ways for people throughout the state to learn how to help protect our precious coastal environment. The next Connect to the Coast event is in Mobile Thursday, November 29th, 4 to 10 p.m. at Serta Brewing Company, 600 Government Street, downtown Mobile. Learn more at joinacf.org or Connect to Your Coast on Facebook.
All right, 617 FM Talk 106.5 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Sports Report. Yes, I am not Dalton Orwig. He'll be back with us on Wednesday, but I'll do my...
You even got the facial hair. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm going to try to do sports here. Hey, in the NFL on Thanksgiving, Chicago Bears started the day by beating the Detroit Lions 23-16.
Who's surprised? The Bears.
There you go. Former Alabama safety Eddie Jackson scored the winning touchdown with 6 minutes to play on a 41-yard interception return for a touchdown. Bears starting quarterback Mitchell Trubisky was out with a shoulder injury. So longtime NFL backup quarterback Chase Daniels started for Chicago. He passed for 230 yards with two touchdowns in the win. The Bears' record now stands at an NFC North leading 8 wins with 3 losses, while Detroit remains last in the division
I promise you, like, honestly.
Just different year, same story.
You know Thanksgiving means just watch them lose. It's when you grow up in Detroit, you just learn to find another team. You do. Did you see one of the when they score one of their touchdowns, and you know how the wide receivers jump in the stands? Mm-hmm. There was a Mike Ditka lookalike. He was so funny. And he had on a vest. You know.
He was vesting?
He was all vested.
He was invested
up.
In it. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you wanted to, you know, find another team, maybe it could be the Dallas Cowboys. They defeated the Washington Redskins 31-23. Former Alabama receiver Amari Cooper, love Amari Cooper, was the star of the game for the Cowboys, reeling in 6 catches for 180 yards and 2 scores, including a 90-yard touchdown catch late in the third quarter that extended the Dallas lead to 11 points. Ezekiel Elliott added another 120 yards rushing and a touchdown in the win. And to cap off Thanksgiving, the game I saw some of yesterday evening, the Saints extended their win streak to 10 games, beat the NFC South rival Atlanta 31-17. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw 4 touchdown passes as he continues to put together an MVP-caliber season. Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan passed for 377 yards but was held to only 2 touchdowns and was intercepted once. Saints defense picked up a season-high 6 sacks in last night's game. New Orleans is now 10-1.
10-1, y'all. New Orleans tied with the L.A. Rams for the best record in the league and are the only team with a win over L.A. The loss actually drops Atlanta from the NFC South division race. They are now unable to win now that the Falcons' record has fallen to 4-7.
They'll get a good draft pick.
Yeah. There's always that silver lining.
You know
that's
what I
right.
mean? We watched the game last night. I had a proud mom moment. Mm-hmm. I was explaining to my daughter what all about football.
Yeah.
So now she understands safeties, and she understands, you know, what a naked bootleg is and a flea flicker. You know,
right.
I was very proud.
Some of the great backyard plays like flea flicker, Statue of Liberty.
and the importance of holding onto the rock if you're going to run up the gut, the difference between the running back and the wide receiver, why one's usually longer and one's a little stockier.
There we go. Stocky is good. In college ball, the only SEC game on Thanksgiving was number 18 Mississippi State, dominating Ole Miss 35-3 to win the Egg Bowl. Bulldogs quarterback Nick Fitzgerald threw two touchdowns and ran for another in the win. Now Mississippi State will wait for a couple weeks to find out who they face in a bowl game. Their record improved to 8-4 with the win. The Ole Miss Rebel season ends with the loss and a 5-7 regular season record.
Ew. Wait, you're not going to say anything about the name Egg Bowl?
The Egg Bowl was just, it's cracked up to be. I've made all those jokes.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can go ahead.
It was good.
Okay. Scrambled on your TV if you didn't. Yeah, can I play a cut here, a little audio here from the Egg Bowl. This one was pointed out on Twitter that this piece of audio from last night's Egg Bowl should make it into the opening of Midday Mobile, and it is this. Can you roll that cut?
Unsportsmanlike conduct on all players from both teams.
They got a call last night. Unsportsmanlike conduct on all players on both teams. All y'all.
You know,
that's what the ref's saying, all y'all.
They should have high-stepped their way into victory.
Right. That is right. I just like the ref had to get to a point. It's all y'all now. All right, coming up when we revisit sports, we'll run through the lineup of games for today. And, of course, Rivalry Saturday tomorrow. All straight ahead right here on FM Talk 106.5. And sports brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile right at the corner of North Florida and Old Shell Road. And don't worry about the road construction. They're open and waiting for you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The management and staff of Marine Rigging and Mobile reminds motorists that taking your eyes from the road, even for an instant, to text message a friend when driving can prove tragic in bumper-to-bumper driving, especially during the morning and evening hours of the holiday season. Avoid that rear-end collision by being aware of the traffic conditions ahead of you, not just the car directly ahead, but beyond. This from the management and staff of Marine Rigging of Mobile, whose hope is that your family be gathered in health and well-being, and that your holiday be bright with true meaning of the season.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5, the Black Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Sean Sullivan, Kelly Finley. Dalton is on assignment. We'll be back with us on Monday. And this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey and his crew with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Getting junk gone, commercial properties, residential properties, storage units. Listen, were you ever, if you've got the junk, he can get rid of it for you. And it could be something that you go, you know what, not only can I physically not move this, I don't think you're allowed to throw this away. Because, like, you know, yesterday you had the, if you had, in the city of Mobile, if you had garbage pickup yesterday, it was like a no-go. And then Big Trash Day has been moved to December 6th. But there are even things you can't put out on the curb. You know you're not allowed to. Where do you take them? Where do you get rid of those things? Trey knows that stuff. So if you got, you know, cathode ray tube TVs or computer monitors or those things you know you cannot put out for trash, you can get rid of those as well. Hey, give him a call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK or online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Book that appointment and get the junk gone today. 6:25 and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday to you. Want to tell you about two headlines which will get your attention. You know, it's always great to be vigilant, okay, no matter what's going on, especially during the holidays. I know we're focused on getting that perfect gift or, you know, feeding our family, but just be mindful of that. Bad guys, they continue on. So here's the first story. Happening right now, Mobile Police Department, they're looking for a man who is accused of attempting to kidnap his ex-girlfriend at gunpoint last week. 21-year-old Colin Williams, this is according to police, went into a local beauty store on Navco Road last Saturday and tried to force his ex-girlfriend to leave that store. She was able to get away, and that's when he tried to shoot her. Mobile police say the young lady's sister then got involved and Williams turned the gun on her, which allowed the original victim to get away. So Williams, he is believed to have then shot up an unoccupied car. He's 21 years old. Okay, so neither woman was injured. But here's who police need you to look for. Williams is described as 5 feet, 11 inches tall, weighing about 180 pounds. At this time, they say there's no known distinguishing marks or tattoos. He is, though, wanted for kidnapping as well as other charges. He is described as armed and dangerous. And law enforcement say that he may be in possession, highly likely, in possession of a high-powered weapon. Keep that in mind. And then there's this. Especially for parents, if your children like gaming, you know, you let them play and you, like, walk away and say, yeah, I'm sure they're fine. Their safety should always be key. This is another situation involving a minor, as police had to work state across state lines to get their guy. A man from Tennessee was arrested on Tuesday after he tried to have sex with a 14-year-old girl. His name, Justin Tyler Stimps. He met the 14-year-old child on his Xbox in Tennessee. He attempted to meet her at a hotel in Daphne, Alabama. He's right now charged with electronic solicitation of a child and traveling to meet a child for an unlawful sex act. He is right now in the Baldwin County Jail. His bond was set at $75,000, according to jail records. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
There we go. Press that button. Thank you, Kelly. On the way, Dr. Bill Williams joins us. We'll talk about a shopping forecast on this Black Friday. And also, how's it looking for the Iron Bowl tomorrow if you're lucky enough to be heading up to Tuscaloosa? We'll talk about that as well. All straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A police officer shoots and kills a gunman after he opened fire at the River Chase Galleria Mall in Hoover, injuring two people. This all happened as the mall was filled with shoppers last night. According to Hoover police, the suspect got into a fight with another person, which led to gunfire. An 18-year-old was hit and taken to UAB Hospital. That person listed in serious condition. A 12-year-old girl was also injured, but she was alert at the scene, expected to be okay. The gunman was eventually shot and killed by a Hoover police officer. That shooting happened in the midst of one of the busiest shopping times of the year. Nationwide, stores will be filled with shoppers searching for the best Black Friday deals today. A lot of shoppers didn't wait for Black Friday to begin bargain shopping. We stopped by McGowan Park yesterday and found a line of people wrapped around Best Buy. Some customers say it was worth it to get their hands on some big-ticket items. The Salvation Army held their annual Thanksgiving meal at their location on Dauphin Street. More than 100 volunteers helped serve hundreds of people for the event. The organization served between 1,000 and 1,200 meals. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me. Squeeze the trigger. Bam. Got him. Can't describe to you the feeling. You know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service. So I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Border Patrol officials are denying President Trump's comment yesterday to U.S. troops stationed abroad that, quote, 2 days ago we closed the border. Officials say they did shut down one port of entry, San Ysidro in California, for several hours early Monday morning to bolster security, but they did not seal the border with Mexico. One 21-year-old is dead, a 12-year-old girl, and an 18-year-old male are injured after a shooting at an Alabama mall. Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector says an argument led to gunfire.
The person that shot the 18-year-old was fleeing the area when he was confronted by two Hoover officers who were in uniform. One of our Hoover officers did engage that individual, shot him, and he is dead on the scene.
Retailers are hoping for a lift from Black Friday shopping today. The early signs are positive. Spending on Thanksgiving Day was running way ahead of last year, and online sales alone could hit a record $3.7 billion. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. British Prime Minister Theresa May arrives in Brussels today to attempt to agree on a blueprint of Britain's post-Brexit ties with the European Union, which diplomats say is being held up by disagreements over Gibraltar, fisheries, and trade. All EU leaders are due to meet on Sunday to rubber stamp the Brexit deal, consisting of Britain's withdrawal agreement and an outline of the two sides' new relationship. After Britain exits the EU, the fate of the withdrawal accord is uncertain. Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn will be detained for another 10 days following his arrest on suspicion of falsifying income reports by millions of dollars and misusing company assets for personal gain. The board of Nissan is set to decide this week whether to dismiss Ghosn and the company's representative director, Greg Kelly, who was also arrested on Monday on suspicion of collaborating in the wrongdoing. Crude oil sharply higher this morning, trading at $54.47 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't have to wait until Black Friday to save big on the floor you want. Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale is going on now. Get waterproof flooring up to 50% off and pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off. All bamboo and water-resistant laminate floors are on sale. Plus, get exclusive Black Friday weekend deals and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Right now,
It's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So yesterday, beautiful, but chilly this morning.
Yeah, I mean, we still have a cool air mass that's over us, but it's going to start to warm up. We've got a storm system developing off the Texas coast. It's going to track east today, and we'll start out with a little bit of sunshine this morning, but then this afternoon some showers will move in, and then that low will move right over us tonight, and so we can expect numerous showers tonight. I don't expect any severe weather, but just rain tonight. And but that rain should move out. The low will track east of us, the Florida Panhandle, and we should clear off for Saturday. And today I expect a high in the upper 60s, so that's not too bad. Tonight we'll see a low in the 50s, around 58 degrees, so kind of mild compared to what we've had. But then tomorrow, as we clear off, it'll be partly cloudy and 72 tomorrow, so a nice mild day. Saturday looks like the best day for the weekend. Then on Sunday, we'll start out with a little bit of sunshine in the morning, but then showers move in the afternoon as a strong cold front approaches. That front won't get in here until Sunday night. So some showers for Sunday afternoon and also for Sunday night, and then temperatures fall, and on Monday will be 20 degrees colder. Monday will be mostly sunny, about 55, and then down into the mid-30s Monday night, and the cold weather will stay with us also on Tuesday.
All right. So, but things are okay looking north to Tuscaloosa tomorrow come game time, 2:30 in the afternoon?
That's right. There'll be some showers there in Tuscaloosa in the morning, but it shouldn't clear off in the afternoon, and temperatures will be mainly in the 60s, so should be good football weather.
All right. Good stuff, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast 24/7 and exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, we'll get some more headlines coming up. Also, audio from that presser in the wee hours this morning, a shooting up in Hoover at the Galleria Mall. Been there years ago, but a pretty darn big mall there in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And people out trying to get them to get in the, I don't even call that the early Black Friday or late Thanksgiving deals. Mm-hmm. And gunfire erupts. We'll get more on that coming up in just a second.
Do you need a golf cart? Do you want a golf cart? Then check out the Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. They've got the brand new 2019 Yamaha and the Star Street Legal Carts. Do you have a golf cart that needs repair? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Plus, you can find all models of used carts or even rent a golf cart for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and, well, yes, golf. And Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. They're the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Do you have something specific in mind? Cart Doctor will custom build your cart just for you. So for the new 2019 Yamaha golf cart or Star Street Legal carts, repairs, service, used carts, and even rentals, see the Cart Doctor, 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call a place for mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. News headlines, weather information for you to shop by. That's what we're doing on this Black Friday very edition nice. Of the show. Sean Sullivan, Kelly Finley, Dalton will be back with us on Monday. Mm-hmm. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. If you live here in the state of Alabama and you were impacted by Hurricane Michael, it means your home and your business, well, help is on the way. Who could forget Hurricane Michael, right, from last month? Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement on Wednesday that if you were impacted back between October 10th through the 13th, you could now apply for low-interest disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. So the disaster declaration by the SBA applies to Geneva, Houston, Coffee, Covington, Dale, and Henry counties here in Alabama. It also applies to Holmes, Jackson, and Walton counties in Florida and Early and Seminole counties in Georgia. This is fantastic news. You talk about being thankful. I know these families, so many of them have gone through so much. So the SBA customer service representatives, they will be available at disaster outreach centers in Geneva and Houston counties beginning next Monday. So if you're a business and private, a nonprofit organization, you can borrow up to $2 million to repair or replace disaster damage or destroyed real estate, machinery and equipment, inventory and other business assets. The SBA also says for small businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in ag, and most private nonprofit organizations can apply for economic injury disaster loans to help meet working capital needs caused by that disaster. The assistance is available regardless of whether the business suffered physical damage. So homeowners, you could apply for loans of up to $200,000 to repair or replace damaged or destroyed real estate. Homeowners and renters are eligible for loans up to $40,000 to repair or replace damaged or destroyed personal property. And get this, interest rates, they will be as low as 3.675% for businesses, 2.5% for nonprofits, and 2% for homeowners and renters with terms up to 30 years. If you'd like more information, call 1-800-877-8339. You also can look at there's loans. The loan applications are available at disasterloan.sba.gov. I love the fact the help is on the way. And then there's Black Friday store hours that I have right in front of me. If you want to throw out a store name, Sean, I can let you know what time they opened because there's a long list. It's alphabetical. And if you're wondering why the traffic pattern was the way it was today, well, that's why.
There you go. Yeah, it's probably easier for us to tell you who's not open than who's open this morning. But we'll run through some of those coming up in just a little bit.
I like that.
All right. 642 FM Talk 106.5. One person is dead, two injured now from a shooting at the River Chase Galleria Thanksgiving night there in Hoover. Hoover police say the shooting occurred about 9:30 last night, was a result of a physical altercation involving two adults near the Foot Action store. Get some audio here from that presser in the wee hours of last night.
What we know at this point is we had two individuals. We believe that they're both adults. We know one was 18 years old, got into a physical confrontation somewhere near Foot Action in the common area between Foot Action and JCPenney's. We know that there was at least one of those individuals exchanged gunfire with the other. That individual was struck. He is 18 years old. He has been transported to UAB Hospital. He has at least one gunshot wound. We believe he is in serious condition, but really don't have any other updates on his condition at this point. What we do know is after the exchange of gunfire between those two individuals, the person that shot the 18-year-old was fleeing the area when he was confronted by two Hoover officers who were in uniform. One of our Hoover officers did engage that individual, shot him, and he is dead on the scene. We have contacted the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office, and from a investigative standpoint, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department will be working the scene since we do have an officer involved shooting. There are two other, I talked about the 18-year-old that's at UAB that was shot. We also have a 12-year-old female who was also struck. We don't have a lot of information on her condition. We believe last we heard that she was alert, conscious and talking, and that maybe she was going into surgery. But our last report from her was that she was alert, but she was transported to Children's Hospital by a Hoover Fire Department rescue unit.
Who was she shot by?
That's way too early in the investigation to have really any information yet as to who may have struck the 12-year-old girl.
How many injuries total have there been?
We have the individual that we have not identified yet that's dead on the scene. We have an 18-year-old male who shot and injured at UAB Hospital. We have a 12-year-old female who shot and injured at Children's Hospital.
Where was the child?
Talk about some of those injuries that...
All right, so some of the presser from the wee hours of this morning. We'll keep our eye on that story throughout the morning and bring you the latest. 6:45, coming right back.
Loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production? Costly rental units? Customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6948.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state elections results will be certified next week. The Secretary of State's office said the canvassing board will meet at 2 o'clock Tuesday in Montgomery. The governor, attorney general, and Secretary of State will canvass and certify election results during the meeting. None of the statewide races had narrow margins as Republicans swept all statewide offices. There were about 2,600 write-in votes in the race for governor. One person is dead. Two others were injured in a shooting at an Alabama mall on Thanksgiving. Authorities in Hoover say two people got into a fight at River Chase Galleria Mall. Things escalated and there was an exchange of gunfire. An 18-year-old was taken to a hospital in serious condition. A 12-year-old also injured. The man who shot the teen attempted to flee but was fatally shot by police. There were some Thanksgiving traffic woes. Emergency crews were on the scene of a major accident on I-10 yesterday evening. The accident shut down the eastbound lanes at Rangeline Road near Tillman's Corner for almost 2 hours. According to our crew, it looked like three vehicles were involved. No word on how many people were involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
All right, 647 FM Talk 1065, and time for the FM Talk 1065 Sports Report. Dalton is out, so I'm going to do my best here to fill in NFL schedule for Thanksgiving. First, Chicago Bears started the day by beating the Detroit Lions 23-16. Former Alabama safety Eddie Jackson scored a winning touchdown with 6 minutes to play on a 41-yard interception return for a touchdown. Bears starting quarterback Mitchell Trubisky was out with a shoulder injury, so longtime NFL backup quarterback Chase Daniels started for Chicago. He passed for 230 yards with two touchdowns in the win. The Bears' record now stands at an NFC North leading 8 wins with 3 losses, while Detroit remains last in the division, 4-7.
Ask any person, anybody, like B-O-D-Y, and the 313 or 248 if they're surprised. That's all I'm saying. Those are some area codes I just threw out to you.
Okay. Well, and the other number is their record 4-7 for the year. Dallas Cowboys defeated the Washington Redskins 31-23. Former Alabama receiver Amari Cooper was the star of the game for the Cowboys, reeling in 6 catches for 180 yards and 2 scores, including a 90-yard touchdown catch late in the third quarter that extended the Dallas lead to 11 points. Ezekiel Elliott added 120 yards rushing and a touchdown to win. And to cap off Thanksgiving, New Orleans Saints extended their winning streak to 10 games, beating the NFC South rival, the Atlanta Dirty Birds. I know they're the Falcons, but to me, the Dirty Birds, 31-17.
Like Andre Rison days, Dirty Birds?
Bad moon rising. 31-17 over Atlanta. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes as he continued to put together an MVP caliber season. Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan passed for 377 yards, but was held to only two touchdowns and intercepted one time. Saints defense picked up a season-high six sacks. New Orleans is now 10-1. How about them Saints? Tied with the L.A. Rams for the best record in the league and are the only team with a win over L.A. Loss actually drops Atlanta from the NFC South division race. They are now unable to win with the Falcons record at, like Detroit, 4-7.
They're like kissing cousins.
Somewhat. And in college ball, the only SEC game on Thanksgiving was the Egg Bowl, folks. Number 18, Mississippi State dominated Ole Miss 35-3 to win the Egg Bowl. Bulldogs quarterback Nick Fitzgerald threw two touchdowns and ran for another in the win. Now Mississippi State will wait for a couple weeks to find out who they'll face in a bowl game. Their record improved to 8-4 with the win. The Ole Miss Rebels season ends with the loss at 5-7 now for regular season record. Plenty more SEC games to catch this rivalry weekend. Let's run through these. Arkansas at Mizzou. That's at 1:30 today on CBS. Also tomorrow, let's see, a couple games. Maybe some of them you've heard of. First of all, Georgia Tech at Georgia. Will Georgia Tech somehow go in there and do what they have done a few times before and beat a higher-ranked Georgia? We'll see that game 11 a.m. on the SEC Network. Number 13, Florida at Florida State. Hey, here you go. The battle for the Sunshine State. 11 a.m. kick, ABC. Auburn and Alabama, game they call the Iron Bowl.
I've heard
of this game. Yeah. 2:30 tomorrow for the kick. That game is on CBS. Tennessee and Vanderbilt at 3 on the SEC Network. South Carolina and Clemson at 6 on ESPN.
Did you say Tennessee and Vandy?
Yes.
So do you think you know what how Dalton would be picking?
Yeah, he's going to be, the way it's been, he might be worried with Vandy coming in. The Cinderella story, to some degree, of this year, the SEC. Number 17, Kentucky at Louisville. That game at 6 o'clock. And then LSU at Texas A&M, 6:30 kick on the SEC Network. That's your sports report right here on FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of sports, coming up in just about an hour and change, a little after 8 o'clock, we're going to have Football Friday. Phil Savage joins us. Lots to talk about, of course, with tomorrow's Iron Bowl. That's all straight ahead. Sports brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile, corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700, or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here on this Black Friday. Sean Sullivan, Kelly Finley. Dalton will be back with us on Monday. Dr. Bill checks in soon with our forecast, and it's time to check headlines right now. Here's Kelly.
Okay, I know we're in the Thanksgiving mood, Sean.
Here we go.
I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, because all of my headlines have been just... bad news bears,
yeah.
But I'm just delivering it to you. I've got to keep you in the know, no matter where you are in the state, because I know we have listeners everywhere, okay? Here's another one. We are learning even more information about a shootout at a Talladega Walmart. The alleged shooter, now being identified as 48-year-old Eugene Benjamin Weathers. He's accused of kidnapping and killing a woman. He was later shot dead by police. Two Talladega police officers who are responding to the reports of a possible kidnapping in that area, well, they arrived, and as he shot at police, police shot at him, and they killed Weathers. So later in the investigation, officers discovered 24-year-old Brianna Nicole Post. They found her body in the back of a vehicle. It's believed that Post was kidnapped by Weathers.
Oh,
at this hour, it's still unclear as to how the two even knew each other. As for the shootout, two officers were injured. One airlifted to UAB Hospital, while the second was taken to a local hospital for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Both are expected to survive. This is what's going on, people. You gotta know. I don't like giving you these headlines, but I just want to keep you in the know. Let's flip the script, as they say. It's Black Friday, right? You're ready to do some shopping. Maybe you slept in this morning, or maybe you were like the race car drivers out this morning. I told Sean earlier, four or five vehicles ran a red light. Not a medium light, not a yellow, pinky, kind of orange
red.
Light. Red, like fire engine red light. Perhaps they were going to all these different sales. So Academy opened at 5 a.m. Barnes & Noble, they opened at 8 a.m. Belk opened at 6 a.m. I'm hop-skipping and jumping across this list. Dollar General, they have normal hours. CVS, normal hours. Costco, 9 a.m. GameStop, 7 a.m. Five Below opens at 8 a.m. Kohl's, they stayed open from Thanksgiving. Staples opens at 7, so you've got 4 minutes to get there if you want to be first in line. Walgreens, regular hours. Ulta opened at 6 a.m. because you got to get your beauty on that early in the morning.
That was the discussion among my daughter and my nieces. So I said they were talking about Ulta and asking if I would take them. I said, your father goes to work. I'm not taking you to a makeup place.
If you took them there, you would want to stand at the front door and wait for them to finish.
I couldn't. I could not deal.
It's eye candy for your eyelids, your eyelashes. Your lips, there's a million for pieces for every.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, but I tell you what, you know how to pick colors. I'm just keeping it real. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so for those of you getting your shopping on out there, there's the info that you need.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
And I'll give you more store hours, you know, throughout the morning. That way you know. Because there's nothing worse. You talk about somebody mad. You wake up early, you're going to get your Black Friday shopping on, and you arrive to the store that's not open.
Okay. Something, let's put that on the list of things that have never happened to me.
Right.
All right. 657 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 coming up and get Dr. Bill's forecast all right here on the Black Friday edition.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A police officer shoots and kills a gunman after he opened fire at the River Chase Galleria Mall in Hoover, injuring two people. This all happened as the mall was filled with shoppers last night. According to Hoover police, the suspect got into a fight with another person, which led to gunfire. An 18-year-old was hit and taken to UAB Hospital. That person listed in serious condition. A 12-year-old girl was also injured, but she was alert at the scene, expected to be okay. The gunman was eventually shot and killed by a Hoover police officer. That shooting happened in the midst of one of the busiest shopping times of the the year. Nationwide, stores will be filled with shoppers searching for the best Black Friday deals today. A lot of shoppers didn't wait for Black Friday to begin bargain shopping. We stopped by McGowan Park yesterday and found a line of people wrapped around Best Buy. Some customers say it was worth it to get their hands on some big-ticket items. The Salvation Army held their annual Thanksgiving meal at their location on Dauphin Street. More than 100 volunteers helped serve hundreds of people for the event. The organization served between 1,000 and 1,200 meals. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
November is National Diabetes Month. There are over 239,000 Alabamians known to have prediabetes, which is an elevated blood glucose level that's not quite high enough to be diagnosed as diabetes, but that is also higher than normal. The good news is that prediabetes and type 2 diabetes can be prevented or delayed. To learn the risk factors and lifestyle changes that you can make, visit our website at alabamapublichealth.gov/diabetes.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM.